Okay, says the Gemara. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Mem Hey. We are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. A couple lines for the bottom. Amar Ivo. We have a couple of statements of Ivo here on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Most of them relating, the first few relating to the mitzvah of Arava or the minog of Arava, Chibud Arava, Yisod Nevi'im, Minog Nevi'im. Then the last one we mentioned had to do with Shemitah, once we're talking about Ivo. So the story was, if you remember, a man came in front of Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok and said, there are people that are working in my field, that are hoeing my field, and that are taking olives as schar for their work. He says, what am I supposed to do? Is it appropriate or not? He says, it's not appropriate. So the man left right away, and then he came back in a few minutes later, and after Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok had exclaimed that he has never seen somebody so righteous, he says, what am I supposed to do? So he says, mafkir your zesim and pay them, meaning let them hoe, but do not pay them with the payer shvius, pay them with money. And the Gemara said, how is the hoeing mutter? It sounds like the focus is only on the payment. Why is the hoeing mutter? The answer is because that was called stume pile. That was not called avruye ilane. So working the field in Shemitah is not the same as the Chazon Ish said yesterday, based on the Ritva, is not the same as working the field on Shabbos. Working the field on Shabbos is the Maisa Malacha of Zoreah, period. Working the field is the Malacha. But when it comes to Shemitah, the Malacha, the Isser, is Tzmicha, causing further growth, but just holding it into the same place, making sure it doesn't get worse, that's not called smicha. That's not called going further in the Shemitah year, and therefore that would be mutter. And the lemaisa elements that farmers, that anybody who has a garden has to know for next year is what to do during Shemitah. Am I allowed to water my grass? Am I allowed to do anything to my fruit trees? Right? The lemaisa, what's called a stume pili and what's called avruye ilani. But the question we wanted to talk about was, what was the godless of this man? What was the godless? Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok says, I've never met somebody so righteous. What was so righteous about him? Right? If it was Usser, it was Usser. Right? The Isser was, the problem was using the Peirush Shvius as payment. Right? That we said, was not allowed to be done. Says the Gemara. Rashi quoted why this is part of the issue of La'achla v'lo l'schora. Right? The Asay of only eating it and not using the Peirush Shvius for business. This is called for business. Shatoporea pu'ulasam mi Peirush Shvius. Rashi says, you're paying your debts through Peirush Shmita, right? And that is not appropriate. So, if that's what's so great about this man that he said, I think I'm not doing something. And also, why was the Lashon used arich or lo arich? It should be aser or mutter. Arich sounds like it is mutter technically, but is it appropriate or not? That's what the language of Arach sounds like. So says the Arach Lader, Yesh Lomar. Why, first of all, did he say right away that he was so righteous? Because the Talmidim might bechoshed him, Lohaisha Shahu Kahamisparsim, Amyakisha Atzerlo Shavku Vahalachlo. Why did he leave right after he got this psak? It's as if you would think that he was angry at the psak and says, I'm leaving, I'm getting out of here, I'm not listening. So to prevent people from thinking that, Reb Elazar Bar Tzadok knew that was not true, and therefore he said, this man is very righteous, right? To make sure people don't think anything negative about him. And then he came back right away. So it shows you that he was just ran out because he wanted to stop it even for a moment. Now he's trying to figure out exactly what he's supposed to do. V'yefshar masha halach miyad hayalavatel po'alav shalo yochlu od afilu rega achas. Number one. But then he says, what about the language of Arech and Lo Arech? He says, if you think about it, this might have been a Midas Chasidus. It might not have even been Usser, per se. L'chora ein baze Isser klal. Why? Because it says in Shemitah, in Shvius, Perakhas, Ulakulanu nosin matnas chinam. If somebody wants to give a present with Perish Shemitah, you're allowed to. So he could have just had a present in mind. When the workers took the olives, he could have in mind, that's not really wages. I'm not using that for wages, but I'm giving them as a present. And then there'll be mochel, my wages. So they won't come and claim their wages after they got this present. But that's not his fault. He has kavana for a matana. So therefore, yesh lomar be'emes gamo ish yada delav isser gamer hu. The man also knew that it wasn't an isser gamer, and that's why he didn't ask mutter or usser. He asked arech or lo arech. Is it yashar to do this? And the answer was no, maris ayin, and the like, and therefore he went and undid the situation right away. So that's why he uses the Lashon of Aruch and Lo Aruch. That's why he was considered righteous by Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. Gives us a deeper insight into the entire story about Shvius, Perish Shvius. Okay, we continue. So next story about Ivu. Amar Ivu, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Mishum Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok. Al Yahalech Adam Ba'arvish Shabbosos Yoser Migimel Parsos. A person should not travel on Erev Shabbos a very far distance. More than 3 parses. Shouldn't go so far. Why? We'll see. Says the Gemara. First the limit. Amar of Kahana. Lo Amar Nele Lebeise. When does it say you shouldn't travel so far? That's only if you're going home. You're going to your house. Avalu Ushpize. But if you're going to a hotel, if you're going to an inn. Amai Denokit Samech. He relies on what he has. What is going on here? So the way Rashi understands the Gemara, the issue is here, if you come to a place where they will not have enough food for you, so that's going to lead to problems. Why? First wide line in Rashi. Going home is the problem. Shaholich lebeso v'heimeinam yodim shiavo hayom. He didn't send them any messages beforehand that he's coming home. V'heimechinam l'tzarcho. They didn't prepare food for him. V'koizalim. He gets angry at them. So this whole halacha for Rashi is a prevention of anger Gemara. Prevention of anger. Don't go to a place where they're not going to have enough and it's going to cause problems. And that's why to an inn where there's enough, because he knows that they're not going to have for him and therefore he brings his own food, so that's not a problem. The issue is, according to Rashi, the fact that they're not going to have enough. Again, ka'as, one of the worst midos, the Rambam and Ilchos Deos, which talks about the Shvil HaZahav, that usually was supposed to be in the middle path, balanced, and if we go to one extreme, we have to go to the other extreme. The Rambam said there are 2 exceptions to the rule. 2 exceptions that you have to go to the extreme, not the middle mean path, and that is Ka'as and Gaiva. Ka'as and Gaiva, those 2 midos, the Rambam says, you have to go to the extreme, because you can't have any of those. So here, amazing, we have a halacha about not traveling on Erev Shabbos too far, because you're going to end up getting there, they're not going to have enough food, and it's going to lead to an issue, and therefore, one shouldn't do it. But going to an inn would be okay. That's one version. The Ikad Amri, or the other version of the Gemara, Amar of Kahana, Lo Nitzrucha Ela Afilu Lebeisei. The point is, to going to an inn is also usher, but even lebeisei, one is not allowed to go. Why? Rashi says, "Afilu lebeisei demashe motze im maat im rav shalohu." You might have said, whenever he goes home, whatever he finds, it's his, and still you shouldn't go because you might not have enough. And surely to an inn, right, you might not have enough, even if you're bringing, right, so either way, the Mach 2 days about what do you do about Ushvize, but either way, one's house is a problem. Amar of Kahana, Bididi Avi Uvda, Vafilu Kisid Arsenal Lo Ashkechi. Right, it happened to me, and I didn't even find a couple of fish and brine to be able to eat a little bit. So, he says, it happened to me, right, I was stuck. That is all how Rashi reads the Gemara. It's the issue of Ka'as. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Simin Reish Mem Tes, in Arachayim, in Hilchas, Dinam HaShayachim LeErev Shabbos. Right, so what halachas are shayach to Erev Shabbos? So we know, generally, the halachas of not eating on Erev Shabbos. That's part of the mitzvah of Kovet Shabbos, going into Shabbos with an appetite. And there are halachas, I want us to know, to be Kovei Asuda. Right now we're getting it a little easier, the Fridays are getting longer. But especially in the winter, there's halachas. The Gemara in Gittin tells us a scary story about a family who was koveya seuda on Erev Shabbos, and the outcome of that story is not so positive. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Mem Tes, first about halachas of seuda, aser likvoa be'erev Shabbos seuda umishte she'eno ragil b'yemei achol, is aser to be koveya seuda on Friday, something that's unusual. If you don't normally eat this type of meal, you can't have a party on Erev Shabbos. V'afilu yisu this erison mipnei kavet Shabbos. She kanis l'Shabbos kishu ta'ev l'achol. V'kol ayom b'chol iser. The whole day, even the morning, to have an unusual feast, that is not appropriate. Unless the Rama adds, if that is the day that it's supposed to be. V'su'udah shezmana v'erev Shabbos. Kigon bris milo opidyon aben mutter kein nir ali v'chena minaga pashut. So the Rama says, if you have to, you have to. But anything else unusual is not appropriate. The Rosh Shulchan Aruch then continues, V'le'achol v'lishtos, belik v'yasuda. What about eating without kovei yasuda? Afilu suda sharagel babachol, a suda that you normally eat, kol hayom, you're allowed to start, but mitzvah lehimana, mitesha shows vilamala. Right, once it gets to mincha katana, once it gets to later in the day, so then one should be careful. Again, the point is having an appetite. If somebody knows they're not going to eat, let's go, they're going to a simcha, and by the time they get to eat, it's going to be late, you don't want to be starving when you go into Shabbos, so then you have more flexibility. It is a somewhat subjective halacha. Now what happens, especially in here in Israel, Friday is the day that people have off. Right? They don't have off Sunday, they have off Friday. So let's say you want to make whatever kind of get-together on a Friday morning. So again, one has to use their head and to know if eating Friday morning is going to make me not hungry for Shabbos, then it could be an issue. But most of the time, if you eat a large breakfast on Friday morning, you're still hungry for going into Shabbos, right? As long as you don't make it in an afternoon lunch. So again, one has to use their head. But either way, that's one major area of halacha of Erev Shabbos. The other one is our Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein hochin be'erev Shabbos yosim mishalosh parsos." You gotta get there early enough so that you can prepare food for Shabbos. And we passing like the second day up, that there's no difference between Ushpize and his own house. And then he says, Vahani Mili, this halacha only applies Beyisha B'makom Shiyuchalach in Tzarchei Shabbos, where you'd be able to get food. Avalim Hu B'makom, if it's a place where you are now, you have no food for Shabbos, then you could go home, get something. Right? The only issue is where you would be able to. But then the last line, which is very lamaisa for us today, V'im Shalach Lahodiam Shehu Holech Sham L'Shabbos, if they know you're coming, it's not going to be a surprise, so there's no problem. The whole issue is that you're going to show up unannounced, they're not going to have enough food, and it's going to be an issue, and it's going to lead to problems. But if you let them know that you're coming, so then it is not a problem. So according to Rashi, again, the issue is the potential ka'as issue. If you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he has another issue. Rabbeinu Chananel on the bottom here, he says, you shouldn't go even the base. So, pirish! Mipnei shu tzarech lasos klum davar laoneg Shabbos. So Rabbi Chananel, you know why? Because you have to do something for Shabbos. If you get there right before Shabbos, you're not going to have time. So the Rabbi Chananel says that's the issue. Right? The Gemara at the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, where the Gemara quotes mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucho when it comes to kavet Shabbos and the Amoraim, who each used to do personally, chop the wood and get everything ready and salt the fish. Do everything. That's the mitzvah. Mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucho. That's the issue of the Gemara, so you have to make sure to get there in time to be able to do it yourself. To prepare for Shabbos at all. Right, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's beautiful diak. Kiva Eger says, the Mishnah in Bamalikin says, that a person women have to be careful in three mitzvos. Right, they're mesukim for three mitzvos. And what are they? Nida chala and alachas aner. Nida chala and alachas aner. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayis and the Tosafot of Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's not parallel. It should be Nida Chala Ner, or Hafrashas Chala, Hadlokas Haner, and Prisas Nida. Why does it only use the verb by the candle? Nida Chala and Hadlokas Haner. Explains Rabbi Kiva Eger, because the woman's only in charge of lighting the candles, the husband should set up the candles. Says that's the emphasis of Hadlokas Haner. The husband has to set it up. That's his way, right? The mitzvah of Hadlokas Neris, that mitzvah de Rabbanan of Chazal, is equal for men and women. Women do it for two reasons given by the Rishonim. But men also have the obligation, so they don't do the mitzvah, so at least setting it up should be what the man does. And if Friday's too busy, he could do it Thursday night. Right? Whatever it should be, the man should take part in the mitzvah of setting it up, of getting ready. Also, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Yisader Adam Shulchano. A person should set his table before Shabbos. It's Lashon Zachar, Yisader. Right, a person should make sure to do what they can in the kitchen, in the dining room, to get ready for Shabbos, and that's the focus of this Gemara, says Rabbeinu Chananel. You should get there early enough to be able to do something for Shabbos. Okay, says the Gemara now, second to last line. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzat. So, if you remember the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, back on Daf, Mem Beis Amud Beis, described the mitzvah of Lulav. They used to bring it before Shabbos, when it fell on Shabbos, and then before they made the takana, that everybody should just take it to Beischa. So mitzvah Lulav Ketzat, Tani Tanaka Major of Nachman, the one who learned Brisa said in front of Rav Nachman, when he quoted our Mishnah, Sodrin Al Gag HaItztava. Right, we have al-gav, itzvah. But he had al-gag, itzvah are benches that they had on Arabayis. Gag means the roof. Let's say they have like a canopy over the bench. So they put the lulavim on top of these canopy on the benches. Omer lei, v'chili apshin utzarech. Why would he do that? Why would he put it on the top? What, to dry? You need to dry them out, the lulavim? That's not supposed to be on the top. Right, Rashi quotes, yavesh is pasul. Ela ema al gava itzvah. It means on the gav, it means on the benches themselves. Doesn't mean on the roof. Amar Rechava, Amar Rav Yehuda. Harabayis Stav Kafal Haya. Harabayis was a area where they had double benches, double rows. Stav Lefnimi Stav. One row in front of the other one. So a place to sit in Harabayis. So on those benches is where they put the lulavim that were going to be used the next day. But again, as we mentioned at the end of the Mishnah, that they made the takana that it got Mishum Sakana, and therefore they didn't do that anymore. Good. Says the Mishnah. That was all mitzvahs lulav. Next, mitzvahs arava ketzad. The mitzvah of arava, which we already started talking about yesterday, right? These are the 2-3 blad and shas that talk at length what is done. So what was done in the Beis HaMikdash? Makom ha'ilamata miYerushalayim. There was a place that was just below Yerushalayim, Nikre Motza, right on the way to Yerushalayim. You pass Motza, right below, right there. That's where they got the aravas from. Right, they were on the way to Yerushalayim in a great motza. The Yardin Lasham, and they used to go down there. Umelaktin mehem murbios shel arava, and they used to gather large groups of aravas. Ubain v'sokfinosan v'tzidiyem mizbeach, and they used to stand them up next to the side of the mizbeach. V'rashayin kfufin al gabei mizbeach, and the tips of the aravas used to lean over on the mizbeach. Taku v'heiriu v'taku, and then the blue shofar. They blew tkiyas, true tkiyas, why they blew shofar. Tosa says, mishum simcha. There was simcha, v'simcha of doing this mitzvah. So that's what they did. B'chol yom akivin ez mizbeach pamachas, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to walk around the mizbeach once. Remember we had on yesterday's daf, could even Bali Mumin do this? That was the discussion. But every day they used to walk around the mizbeach once. What did they hold when they walked around the mizbeach? What were they holding? So if you look at Rashi and Tosfos with the Arava. Right? The Arava, the special Arava they used to walk around with. If you look at the Rambam does not say that. The Rambam's clear. If you look in Hilchas Sukkah in Perek Zayin, the Rambam says, B'chol yom v'yom ha'yim ha'kifin ez mizbeach bilul vehen b'yadehem pam achas. One time. The Rambam says, one time, right? The lulav, when do you switch? So the Rambam says, all the days of Sukkot when you walk around, you take the lulav like we do with our Rosh Hashanahs. Right? When we do Oshanas, all the days of Sukkot, we walk around with our lulav, like the Rambam. The Omrim, back to the Mishnah. Ana Hashem, Oshi Ana, Ana Hashem Atzlichana. Right? That's what we say at the beginning of Oshanas. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ani Vaho, Oshi Ana. Rebbe Yehuda says you don't say Ana Hashem, you say Ani Vaho, which is the Gematria Ana Hashem. Oshi Ana, you substitute those two words. Why? Rashi quotes that those two words, Ani Vaho, that is symbolic of 3 psukim in Bishalach, which each have 72 letters. 72 letters, which we know 72 is the Shem Hashem on some deeper Kabbalistic level. And Ana Anivaho is Rashi Tevos of those psukim. The first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the middle letter of the last letter of the second pasuk, the first letter of the third pasuk. It's a whole Rashi quotes. The whole code that is in those psukim by Kriyas Yamsuf. So that's where Aniva Ho comes from. Why did Davka do you use this? Why do you have to say Aniva Ho? Why do you have to use that for? Satosis quotes in Ani, in the middle, Adayin Sorach Tamlaze, Lamanish Tanu Shnei Shemos Alalu. Why do you switch it to Aniva Ho? Says Tosis, Di Amrina Lutfei Miachrini, Mishub Darshina Becher Abasi, Va Ani, right, instead of Ana, it's Ani. Ani symbolizes Besoch HaGola. Ani symbolizes that Hashem is with us. Besoch HaGola. V'krag desib b'yirmiyov v'huasar b'zikim. That he is bound in chains. Kaviyachol hu ba'atzmo. V'haynu hoshana sheyoshia la'atzmo. It's a reference of what we would call Imo Anochi B'tzara. Ani v'Hashem, save us. Imo Anochi B'tzara. If you look in the Rishima Shiurim of Soloveitchik on this daf, has a couple of pieces which are called Chidushe Agada, right, in the minority in this Sefer. He quotes on this Tosas, Lifamim Klal Yisrael Einam Ru'uyim Li Yeshua Bischus Atzman. Many times Klal Yisrael do not merit salvation based on their own zechus. It's just that through their salvation, there'll be a kiddush Hashem. We don't deserve it ourselves. But if Hashem saves us, Hayeshua ba l'ma'an shemo ha-mechulal ba-gayim. Right, by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim said, halalu of the Avodah Zarah, halalu of the Avodah Zarah. But still Hashem saved us for Kiddush Shemo, right? Because everybody would have said, oh, look, he took them out, and now he can't overcome the gods of the desert. That's why we say Aniva Ho, because those are, number one, alluding to Kriyas Yamsuf, which was the salvation of not deserving, but just because Hashem's name would be disgraced. And they are the Tfilos and the Hoshanas, because that's the same reason we dive into Hashem. Hashem, not that we deserve it, but for your benefit, Imo, Anochi Bitzara. That is the Lashon that is used by Rav Soloveitchik to explain the Imo Anochi Bitzara idea over here by Ani Vaho. Viter. Va'osu Ayom, back in the Gemishnah. Makif in the Mizbeach Sheva Pa'amim. On that day, on the seventh day, on the last day of Sukkot, they walked around the Mizbeach seven times. Why they walk around seven times? Says the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah, Zecher li Yericho. Zecher to Yericho. Right? That's when there's some minhag and some shuls even to blow shofar at the end of every hakafa. Right? What does Yericho have to do with Sukkot? What's the connection? Yes, they walked around Yericho. They were walking around the Mizbeach. It's all walking around. What's the connection? Says the Yerushalmi. Says the Arech Laner, explaining the Yerushalmi. Umasha asu zecher l'neisa zeh ubechaga sukkis dafka. Yesh lomar. The ikr simcha sachag. The ikr simcha and sukkis is to be mahalel umotel HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his great chasadim and neflos. And that's why we finish say the whole halel. All sukkis and not Pesach. The ikr shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu he al nisim sheva Eretz Yisrael. And the ikr, like the Gemara says in Megillah, Why don't we say Halla on Purim? One of the reasons, because it did not happen in Eretz Yisrael. So Nisim and Eretz Yisrael have a special status. That is why you mention Yericho here. When the special din of Simchas Yontif, which means to be thankful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything for us, Yericho was the first nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael after they crossed. I guess the Yardin itself was as they crossed, right? The Kriyas HaYardin. But once they went in, the first nes was that the walls got swallowed up. So that's why we remember Yericho, because that was the first. This reminds us of the Raivin in Maseches Tamid, the only Raivin in Tamid that we quote more than once. The Raivin in Tamid that says that all the Nisim that the Mishnayos describe at the end of Tamid, that you could smell the Ktoras in Yericho and you could hear the pulley of the Kiyar in Yericho. So the Raivin says that doesn't mean all the way to Yericho, but the Ravid says in Dafka Yericho, because Yericho has the status of Yerushalayim in some regards. Why? As he calls it, the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. Right? The first portion that we didn't take any spoils, right? That was the problem with Achan. But we didn't take anything. That was the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. That was Yericho. Right? And that was the unique nature of it. Okay. Viter. Bishas Petirasa and Mahin Omrim. When they left Petira, right, Niftar, or Haftorah. Mahin Omrim, what did they say when they left? Yofi lecha Mizbeach, Yofi lecha Mizbeach. Mizbeach, you're beautiful! You're beautiful, Mizbeach! Rebbe Lazar Omer, lecha vilecha Mizbeach, lecha vilecha Mizbeach. To Hashem and to you. We'll see in the Gemara whether that's so appropriate or not. But to Hashem and to you, Mizbeach. To Hashem and to you, Mizbeach. One hashkafic point and one halachic point. First hashkafic point, and that is, what is Rebbe Lazar adding by saying l'ka v'l'cha mizbeach? What is he being mosif? He's being mosif that you use a shem Hashem ben dalet osios, right? You say yud and hey, right? On Hashem oshiyana, right? You say, or the we had all of those psukim, wonderful. We said yud ke vav ke. But then he adds that as we leave, we say l'ka, right? We say the chatzi shem, so to speak. The yud and the hey, what is he adding? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. What's the difference between yud kei vav kei and yud and a hey? What's the difference? So he says, yud kei vav kei symbolizes Hashem's name b'shleimusa and symbolizes for us the geula shleima. Yud kei vav kei hayahove v'yiyah, and that's when everybody recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? That's the geula. The chatzi shem, as we know it, the yud and the hey, right? What that symbolizes? Hashem b'olam hazeh. Well, we can't see him always, right? What does it say at the end of B'shalach? We're going to read it on Sunday. We read it last week. Ki yod al keis ka. Right, what does that mean? Hashem's name is not complete until Amalek is gotten rid of. Till Yimachash Rosh al Amalek, and his kisi is not Shalem. But that's why, that's Yud and the Hey. Right, that symbolizes half. So he says, that's the Psha. He says, Yud Vavke symbolizes Gula Shlema when we're all going to recognize God. Yud and Hey is only when we're not there yet. So he says, unbelievable. Right, we'll never say Ashrei again with the same way. We know Ashrei, the parak starts off Tehillah LaDavid. Right, the first two psukim are extra. Okay, so we start off with Tehillah David. Where does Ashrei end? If you look in Tehillim, where does Ashrei end? Tehillas Hashem Yidaber Pivi, Virak HaBazajek Vashol Yolam Voed, period. Vanachnu is from a different parak in Tehillim. We add that on, Vanachnu. Right, now realize this. So why do we add that on for? So explains Rav Soloveitchik. Look at the last two lines. Tehillas Hashem, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yidaber Pi, Vivarek Kobas Hashem Kodshol Yolam Voed. That's referring to the Geula, Bismana Geula, when there's going to be when everybody's going to recognize Hashem, Yudke Vavke, be very kolbas Hashem Kashal Yolam Voed. Nowadays we're not there yet. Va'anachnu nevarech ka Yud and Hey, right? Not the whole Shem Hashem. Va'anachnu nevarech ka me'atav yad olam. They don't recognize it. The rest of the world until Geula Shlema. We recognize it right now. We recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu me'atav yad olam. That's what Am Yisrael does. So he says, "Kitilas Hashem ba'es hagula shlema tavar mipi David l'chol basar l'chol bnei ha'olam kasher yofi Hashem ha'shalem ben dalet osios bizman hagula shlema oz yivarechu kol bnei ha'olam shem kasher li'olam ba'ed." But bizman hazeh lefnei ha'geula bizman itzura v'tzuka, when we're fighting, there's so much wickedness and tragedy. La'es ata anachnu klal Yisrael lavadnu mivarchim u'mishabchim lo kirach anachnu mivinim shafilu beis sara. That's Rav Elazar's Hosafa. We daven, even we're asking for salvation, even to the Chatzi Shem. That's what we do. That's Rav Elazar's Hosafa that he is mentioning. So that is the Hashkafic point on this line, right? What Rav Elazar is adding. The other point to mention is the language of the Mishnah, Bishas Pitirasan, at the time that they leave. There is a major machlokas. When does one do Hoshanas? Bizman hazeh, when does one do Hoshanas? So if you look in the Tur quotes, when does one do Hoshanas? Because both menhagim. But the Tur says, quoting Rav Sadia Gaon, Shmakifin miyad achar kriyas haftorah, ba'od ha-sefer ala teva. Rav Sadia Gaon quotes, after laning. So nobody does that. After laning. The aminav tovu. But what's important for Rav Sadia Gaon, we don't have after laning, we have before laning. Okay, after Hallel. So it's a little different permutation. But either way, it's after Shacharis. That's what's important for Rav Sadia Gaon, and that's what many do. V'yamin ha'tovu, says the Tur, k'dei shelo lahosi ha'sefer shelo l'tzorech, kivan she'ein korin bo. And after he says, I like that, because once the Sefer Torah, you don't have to take the Sefer Torah out twice. Once it's out for laning, so, you know, you go around it, right after the Haftorah. Are the minhag of shuls that do it after Shacharis, they take it out, they fulfill this from Sadigon, but not really, because they take it out extra anyway, they don't leave it out. They put it back in, and then they take it out again. But the Tur himself says, Einog in Cain. The Tur likes the minhag of doing it after Musaf. That's the Tur. Says the Bach, where does the Tur get that from? Our Mishnah. Bishas Pitirasan, Mahim Omrin. What does Pitirasan mean? When they're leaving. When they're leaving, at the end. So at the end, so that's what we do, that's what the Bach says, that's what the Tur's minhag. The Mitzvah's minhag is when the davening is over, after Musaf, that's when it is done. Again, there are many shuls that do it after Hallel, because of Tircha the Tzibura, you already have the Dal Minim in one's hands. And so whatever one's shul's minhag is, Yesh Mi'am Alismoch, the Tur, the Bikur Yaakov here, the Bikur Yaakov is the one that says the Feirish, they should do it after Hallel. Should do it then, there's no Raya, specifically from this line of Pitirasan, I don't think that makes a difference, but that is... That's in the right then in the Bikur Yaakov, not in the Aruch Laner. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. By the way, just one more. The Vilna Gaon says this Mishnah is also the makar for kissing one's tefillin or tzitzis, or when you take them off. Rather, the mizbeach, you praise the mizbeach when you're leaving it. So too, when you take your tefillin off, when you take off a chefetz shel mitzvah, anything, you give it a kiss. You show some type of chavibus to it. That's the Gra on Shulchan Aruch and Simen Chav Ches, based on this Mishnah. Weiter. K'maseo b'chol kach maseo b'Shabbos. The Arava process was done the same on weekday and on Shabbos. Ella, shoy malakten osan me'erev, but they cut it obviously on Erev Shabbos. U'manichen osan b'gigio shol zav, and they put it into golden vases, k'dei shalich moshu, so it wouldn't wither. Wouldn't wither, you want to keep them fresh. B'yokan b'broka omer chario shol dekal ha'yimavien. Rabbi Yochanan Broka says, we'll see whether this means instead of or in addition to. They brought branches of palm trees, and they used to bang them. What we said yesterday is machlokas, what chavit means, Rashi Rambam. Bang them or wave them, but bekarka sounds like banging them. And that day, according to Rabbi Yochanan Broka, was called the day of beating the branches. Last line, miyad, tinokos shomtinis bolveim ba'okhlenes rogehen. So the Gemara is going to talk about where do you put the comma in this line. Do you say, immediately, miyad, the children took their lulav and esrogs after this, because it was the last day of Sukkot, and they started eating them? Or do you say, miyad tinokos, from the hands of the tinokos, other people took their lulav and esrogs? So we'll see exactly which is the correct reading. Rashi says, Rashi alludes to here, the comma is after the word tinokos. Right? From the tinokos, they took it, and there was no gezel here. There was, there's no darkei shalom here, because it was all done out of simcha. Everybody was so excited that they've been able to finish this mitzvah gedola of all the days of Sukkot, so they started celebrating. Gemara. Tana, makom, kolan yahave. Motza was really called kolanya. Vatana didan, my time, karele motza. Why they call it motza? I did a mefik, mikarga, demalka, karele motza. It was an area that was exempt from paying taxes. So motza means out from. So because it was out from paying taxes, so that's why it was called motza. Ubanu dokonos abesidei v'chulu, tana, rabos va'aruchos u'gavoas achadasar ama. There were many and they were very long. The aravos were 11 amos tall. Kadeshi yehu gochos ala mizbeach ama. So the mizbeach, which was 10 tall, right, it could hang over. Could hang over the mizbeach. Amar marei mar mishumar zutra shma mina ala yesod manach lehu. Just doing the math, it must be the fact that it was hanging over, it must be that you did not stand it up on the floor, but on the yesod, which is a little bit higher. Because if you stand it up on the floor, and it's only 11 amos tall, and you have to take into account the fact that it's going to be a little slanted, because it's leaning, so it's not going to be enough. Michti, Allah amo, remember the height. The yisod was Allah amo, v'kanis amo, one amo up, one amo in. The step, zeo yisod, Allah chamish, go up another 5 amos, v'kanis amo, zeo soviv. That's the middle ledge. Allah shalosh zeo makam akranos, go up another 3. That's where the horns on top are. Gochos, agabi amazech, yichem ishkachasla. So if it's exactly that amount, then it's 11 leaning, would it be enough? So it must be that it was on the yesod, it wasn't on the floor, and then it would be able to be hanging. The Chayyadam says here in Hilchas Lulav, Noagin Lasos Oshanis Yafim. The Midrash says, beautiful Oshanis, V'ish Noagin Likach Arava Arucha V'gasa, Sharbi Beis HaMikdash, Yilochin Arava Gavoa Yud Aleph. Right, and the base of Ibiza, they took a very, very tall Oshanis. And that's why you should be careful. And he says, and those who make them very short, he says, they're toed. They're mistaken. No, the longer they are, take big ones. Take big Aravas for that mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yavo Maikra. What is the pasuk that mentions Aravos next to the Mizbeach Shenemar? Or encircling? Isru Chag Ba'avosim Arkanis HaMizbeach. Isru, go around Chag, on the Chag, ba'avosim, with your, what are avosim? So avos usually is a reference to hadasim, but here we're being a little more flexible, right? Unless this is the Rambam's raya, that you go around with the lulav, which has the hadasim in it. Ba'avosim, ad karnosim izbeach, till the karnosim izbeach, meaning you go around. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Amar Belazar, what else can we learn out from this pasuk, from Hallel? Kol anotel lulav ba'agudo. Fahadas ba'avuso. Anybody takes their lulav in their aguda and their hadas in the avos. Remember, what does avos mean? 3 on one level. And that's the hiddur. That's what makes a hadas beautiful. You have the 3 on one level. We even said, according to some Rishonim, remember the Rambam, that a hadas could be cut off on top. Nektam rosho might be kasher by hadasim. The Rambam even extends it to aravos, which was the chiddush. But why? Because those leaves cover up the top. So it's hadar, even if it's cut off, possibly. So hadas bavoso. So if somebody takes their lulav and hadas properly, ma'ale alav akasev kilu banim mizbeach maker of alav karbon. It's as if you build a mizbeach and brought a karbon. Shene emar Isru chag ba'avos ma'kanas ha'mizbeach. So you see, the avos is compared to the kranas ha'mizbeach. Again, the Yerach Laner says here, what is the Gemara emphasizing? So special, the avos. The Hadas is surrounded by the Avos. What's so special? So explains the Yerach Laner. Remember the Medrash that each of the Dal and Minim are connected a different type of Jew? The Esrog is connected a Jew with Torah and with Maisa Tovim. And the Arava is with neither. And the Hadas and the Lulav are one or the other. So remember, the Hadas is for the Jew with Maisa Tovim, but without Torah. Maisa Tovim without Torah. That's the Hadas. The Yerach Laner says, if a Jew has Maisa Tovim without Torah, he has to make sure that he is, though, protected in three areas. Protected in three areas. Alluded to, b'chol levavcha, u'v'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'odecha. What does that stand for? Dahainu, she'yitz'am eitz la'azot ha'mitzvahs ba'atzma b'tirchas gufa, v'loy dey shliach. Remember what? You got to do the mitzvah yourself. Got to push yourself to do the mitzvah. You don't understand everything about the mitzvah, but do it yourself. Number one. V'gam shelo yachus al mam, that's goof, that's, right, b'chol nafshecha. Shelo yachus al mamono. Shetihe mima odo. Don't worry about the money that you spend on it. Right? Think of the money. That's b'chol ma'odecha. V'ya ikar shetihe gamke machshavaso ritzuya sheyasa l'chvor Hashem v'lo le'eni b'nei adam lehispa'er. O l'shun tachlas gashmi. And then you have b'chol levavcha. Do it for the right reasons. So whenever we do a mitzvah, we have to do it for the right reasons. We can't worry about the money, and we got to do it ourselves. V'yal zeh yish remez. That's the remez of the hadasim ba'avos. Avos, the three leaves. The three leaves. The hadas is symbolized as the Jew without Torah, just the Jew with Maisim Tovim. I want to help you emphasize, how do you make a perfect Maisim Tova? How do you make a perfect Maisim Tovim? You have the right Kavana, you don't worry about the money you spend on it, then you do it yourself. That's how you have perfect Maisim Tovim. That's symbolized by the Hadas and the Avos. V'chein yu ha-gimel b'chino shal mitzvah shleimah zeh itzal zeh shirach v'his achi shlashtam nishlam Maisa ha-mitzvah. Good. So that's the next lima that we have on Isru Chag. Am Rav Yirmiyah Mishim Rav Shimon Yochai, Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Amachozi, Mishim Rav Yochanan Amakusi, Kol Ha'ose Isur L'Chag, Ba'achila V'Shasiyah. If anybody makes an Isur, celebrates the Chag with eating and drinking, Ma'ale Alav Akasev Ki Lubanam Mizbeach Veker V'Lav Karban. Same thing. Shenemar Isru Chag Ba'avotam Akarnat Mizbeach. What does this mean? Rashi. Two opinions. Isur l'chag either means you have a big meals on Yontif, but then Rashi quotes, fourth line, v'yesh omrim yom shela achar hachag. What we call Isru chag, tie the chag, don't let the chag go. They go, like, right, that's Isru chag, but both of karnasim is beach, right, yom shela achar hachag. Right, that is the message, that we have to celebrate even a little bit on the day after. Why is that? So explain the Achronim, the Ein Eliyahu. Because when we eat on Yontif, it's not Nikar that we're doing it dafka for the mitzvah. Right? Maybe it's a burden. Maybe we're just doing it because we're forced to do it. Who says we love it? But if we do, if we keep going the day after, we have Isru Chag, we still don't say Tachron. Right? On Isru Chag. And we still have a little ribuy achil on Isru Chag. That shows we're still, we don't want it to leave. We want it to stay. It says that's what we want to show with our actions. That's even others say that's why there's a mitzvah of lina, right? You're not allowed to leave motzai yantif from Yerushalayim. Whenever you bring a karban, whenever you have a yantif, you have to stay overnight and leave the next day. Again, because we don't want people to think that it is a burden on us. The Yerushalmi even calls Isru Chag here birya de moada. Birya. What does that mean? The ben, the son of the yantif. S-O-N. Meaning you have the yantif and then you have an outgrowth. You have a progeny of the yantif. It should be a natural outgrowth of the yantif. We should make sure that it doesn't look like a burden. And the Ramah writes that in the first siman, Hilchos Pesach. The Ramah writes, Noagin laharbos ksaz lachil v'shiv v'yisru chag. This Rashi. Rashi gives the pshat of what is Isru Chag meaning in the Gemara, at least according to one day, the day after yantif. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Chizki, Amar B'yomim, B'shem, B'shem, B'yachoy, Kol HaMitzvos Kulon, Ein Adam Yosib, and Eli Derek de La Son. Spoken about this a number of times already in the Masechta, you're only Yotzei, all mitzvahs, where you use a Chepsa Shal Mitzvah, something that grows from the ground, you have to shake it and hold it in the way that it grows. Shenemar Atzei Shitim Omdim. Just like the wood used for the boards of the Mishkan were standing straight up, so too, Dalad Minim. Right, we mentioned this in Tosfos a few days ago. Right, that's why if you want to get over Lasiyason, the Minhag HaMeni is to hold the Esrog upside down. You're not Yotzei without that. 2 points. One we've mentioned already. Maybe both we mentioned already. One is the Machlokes. What about the walls of the Sukkah? Do you have to make sure that the walls of the sukkah are straight up? After all, you can use whatever, you don't even have to use boards. You can use whatever you want for the sukkah. So the tour, if you remember, quotes those that say you should be makbid to make sure that the tefanos sukkah also. Yesh bedaktikim, we quoted this already on Tafresh Lamed. Yesh bedaktikim, sh'osin dofen mikanim, ma'amidan derekah de'lasan. Kedamrina Gabi Lulav, she knows about Derek and they lost them. The Torah quotes the medaktikim that do this. And the Torah himself says, Eino tzarech. Kivin shetfanus ksheir mikol davar. You don't have to. The walls can be anything. So what would the medaktikim answer to that? What do you, the walls can be anything, but when you use, the walls can be rocks, the walls can be anything. But when you use something that grows from the ground, it should be straight up, lechatchila. Says the Bach, what about schach in general? You lie schach across. So that's not Derek and they lost on all schach. You just lie on top. So says the Bach, no, the problem with Derek and they lost on is upside down, not sideways. And therefore the schach is not, they're not upside down, they're sideways. What the Medaktikim are talking about in the tour is upside down. That's a violation of Derek and they lost on. But sideways for sure would be okay. So that's regarding Derek and they lost on. If you remember, we also discussed the Bikur Yaakov Sa'ara of Shaking Galulav in Australia. Right, if you hold it in Australia, the way that you're supposed to hold it, but it comes from the opposite side of the earth. So it's the upside down from where it, how it grew. If it's on the opposite side of the earth, so do you have to hold the lulav and everything upside down in Australia? Because you have to hold it the way it grew? Obviously not. You have to hold it. Derek they lost into the earth, even though the earth is round and it's the opposite physically. If one would be looking at a globe. Okay. Tani Nami Achi Atishidim Omdim. Shomdim derek de'lasan. The Brisa also says adishim odim that it's standing the way that it grows. Davar acher omdim shema'amidin es tzipuyan. Another pshat. What does it mean omdim? That the wood boards in the mishkan are ma'amid, support their plating that is outside of it. Supports it. Davar acher omdim. Third pshat. Shema tomar avat sivram ubatel sikuyan. You might say that the boards are lost. Their hope is lost. Tamalomar atishitim omdim sheomdim laolam ulaolme olamim. They're there forever. As the Svarno points out at the beginning of Pekudei, the Mishkan was never destroyed. Unlike the Batei Mikdash, the Mishkan's boards are standing forever and ever. And we don't have time right now, but if you look in the Emes LeYaakov, Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Truma, we mentioned this in a Parshas year a few years ago. Yaakov, the Medrash that says that Yaakov Avinu took the wood with him when we went down to Mitzrayim, so Bnei Yisrael would take the wood out when they left Mitzrayim to be able to use it in the Mishkan. That was all to give them chizuk. They should never lose hope. They should never think, oh, we're never going to get redeemed. Look at the wood. Look at the cedars. Should give you hope and chizuk, because you should know those are the, that's the lumber that's going to be used when the Mishkan is eventually built. Same person talking. So we have all of these statements. Says Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Yochal ani liftaras kol olam kulam min adin, miyom shenivresi arata. I can give an excuse to Hashem to say that people shouldn't be punished from the day the world was created until today. I have zechuyos to defend the world. V'ilmale Elazar bini imi, and if my son Elazar was with me, miyom shenivra olam barachshav. From the day that the world was created, ad achshav, until now, ve'elmale Yosam ben Uziyahu imanu, and if Yotam was with us, miyom shenivra ha'olam ad sofo, for the entire history of the world. I'd be able to defend with the schuyos that we have. Again, you have to know what this means. Maybe it can mean because of the travail that he went through in the cave, that he didn't, he didn't have clothes, he didn't have food, he had to live off of, in the sand. So it could be, I have enough, zechuyos to defend myself. Okay. V'yamar Chizki, look in the Shemi Shmuel talks about it. He's just giving chizik to those around him. Bnei Yisrael, you're great, don't worry about it, Hashem loves you! Hashem loves you! That's what he's trying to emphasize. V'yamar Chizki, Amar B'yamar 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 Ra'isi Bnei Aliyah V'ein Mu'atin. I see Bnei Aliyah, there aren't so many Bnei Aliyah in the world. Im elav hein aniu banai mehen. If there are thousands, we're amongst them. Meaning he's talking about the value system. Remember, he came out of the cave. Assuming this is after he came out of the cave, you have to read this Gemara in light of the Gemara in Shabbos Lama Gimel, Lag, right? Im mea heim aniu banai mehen. Im shtayim heim aniu banai hein. It says we seem to have a different value system than the rest of the world around us. Umi zutre kulehai, really? There are so few? that are real, true, b'nei aliyah? V'yamar Rava, doesn't Rava say, Timni Srei Alfi Dara, Havi Tekami Kutcha Brichu. There are 18,000 rows, right, of tzaddikim in front of Hashem. Shenemar Saviv Shmona Asar Aleph. So lo kasha, ha dis mistakli bas paklar yaha me'ira, ha dolo mistakli bas paklar yaha me'ira. Rabbi Yechai was talking about clarity of the divine, clarity of vision. Those are very few. There's a lot with aspakula yasha'ena me'ira. The Barsha here asked the obvious question, as we know, isn't it one of the animamins that only Moshe Rabbeinu had aspakula yaha me'ira? The Rambam says that. Nobody else had it. So the Barsha says, oh, maybe there's a difference between nevuah and chachma. Regarding nevuah, only Moshe Rabbeinu had aspaklar yamira. Regarding chachma, there could be more. That's the Marsha. The other achronim say what? Chachma is greater than nevuah. You can have more clarity when it comes to chachma, when it comes to nevuah. So again, you got to work out exactly what this means with aspaklar yamira and aspaklar sheinamira to answer up that question of the Marsha. Again, the Aruch Lener talks about it here. Maybe there's a difference between Roe Pnei Hashchina versus Mekable Pnei Hashchina. Either way. Says the Gemara, Udemistakli Bastaklai Meira Mizutri Kulihai. But again, nobody, there aren't people who are on even the higher level. V'yamar Abaya, but doesn't Abaya say, Lo Pachas Alma Bitzlasin Vitzhisa Tzadiki, the Mekable Ape Shchina B'chol Yom. The 36 hidden Tzadikim. The Abaya says, there are at least 36 tzaddikim in every generation. Shenemar, Ashri kol choche lo, praise are the ones who wait and yearn for him, lo, b'gematria, tlasa v'shisahave. Lo is gematria 36. So what's Rav Shmuel Yochai talking about? Lo kasha hada aili b'bar, hada aili b'lo bar. No, it's still, there are different levels. Here are the ones that require rishus to go in, and here are the ones that don't require rishus. The ones who can, so to speak, have an audience with the divine whenever they want, not really, again, because that was only Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one of the animamins. But in a certain sense, in terms of Torah, like the Marsha says, not in terms of Nevuah, so that's very few. That's very few. But with Rishus, with Bar, you know, that's even more. Okay, let's just do the last little section. B'shas b'tirasa mahi nomrim b'chulu. When they left, what did they say? So they said Yofi l'cha, and then Rabbi Elazar added on, l'cha v'l'cha. Ask the Gemara of Halakha, b'shatev shem shemayim v'dabar acher. How could Rabbi Elazar say this? Thank you, God and Mizbeach. You're like equalizing the Mizbeach and God. V'tanya, kol ha-mishatif shem shamayim v'davar acher, ne'akar min ha-olam, shenemar b'yotil Hashem levado. You can't be mishatif anything with Hashem. So answer, hachi ka'amar, this is what he meant. L'cha anachnu modim, u'l'cha anu mishabchim. Right, it's all referring to Hashem. To Hashem we are modeh, and to you, the symbol of the avodah to Hashem is beach anu mishabchim. L'kah anachnu modim, l'kah anachnu anu mekalsin. Meaning, so the Gemara understood that they're really both to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not l'cha mizbeach. It's l'cha mizbeach as a tool. Rav Soloveitchik quotes in the Rishima Shiurim, it's quoted that he quoted that his grandfather of Chaim never sung the pizmon on Simchas Torah Ein Adir. Because that's parallel. Ein adir kashem, ein kiben amaram. Right? Comparing Hashem, Moshe, Torah, and Yisrael. Comparing them. So, on the one hand he says, but our Gemara says you have to reinterpret it. Our Gemara says, even if it sounds that way, just understand that it's all like, oh, Moshe as the servant of God, v'chulu. Also, one can say, what doesn't the, don't sources say that Yisrael, the Torah, v'oraisa, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chadhu, we're all part of a unit, whatever that means? So Pasha, that's what the Ein Adir means. And the Minhag Olam is to say Ein Adir. So whatever answer the Gemara gave here for Rabbi Elazar, you know, we could give the same idea for Ein Adir on Simchas Torah. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, tomorrow's daf I have to give sometime later today. I'm not going to be able to give it tomorrow morning, so B'Hashem, it'll be up though, B'Hashem, by tonight.